I think I'll open. I want to take care of and put behind us at this press conference, this media session here, the situation with Aaron. You know, number one, I was clearly disappointed with Aaron and what took place post-Dallas game. And he understands that. Aaron clearly knows what he did was wrong and inappropriate under the circumstances. He chose to apologize to the offense on Monday, as you already know. And we're going to work through the rest of it internally as we move forward to what's most important, and that is the New Orleans Saints and getting ready for them on Monday night. You know, when you're building a locker room and a culture, we haven't had something like this happen over the last 2 years. But what we're prepared to do is things are going to happen. There's going to be issues that come up when you have this many men and this many people involved. We don't like what happened. We're disappointed in what happened. I'm disappointed in what happened. But this is an opportunity for you to work through something like this, and we're doing that internally. And it's a process that we're going to go through daily, and that's where we are. So I feel confident that we can work through this. The team is focused on winning a game, and it has been. We certainly haven't played the way we want to play, and we've addressed that. We've addressed the fact that we've made mistakes. We've acknowledged that. We also feel strongly that we are working very hard on a daily basis to coach these guys in the meeting and coach them on the field, and that our players are working to that effect. That's where we are, and that's how we'll proceed as we move forward. You know, that's again that would be more in tune to an off-season analysis. I mean, I've said very clearly, I think you've heard our players say it, that it hasn't been one specific thing, but one specific thing has turned out to turn into inconsistent performance, and we own up to that, and we have. We're not happy about it. We're disappointed in the inconsistency and the level of our performance over four quarters on a game-by-game basis. We're focused on what we can control, which is the work we put in today and the preparation we put in today. And that message never changes. That's the only way to go about doing it. And that's how we're moving forward.